Customer service management performance measurement. No matter how well a customer management program is designed, it all comes down to monitoring and controlling the daily performance of logistics activities. Here we look at the customer service ratio, stockout frequency, lead time monitoring, and process, product, and satisfaction metrics. Customer service ratio, fill rate, and stockout frequency. The customer service ratio, also known as the fill rate, is a comprehensive measure of service level. A related measure, stockout frequency, can be used to measure the availability of inventory when it is wanted by a customer. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines customer service ratio as follows. 1. A measure of delivery performance of finished goods or other cargo, usually expressed as a percentage. In a make-to-stock company, this percentage usually represents the number of items or dollars on one or more customer orders that were shipped on schedule for a specific time period, compared with the total that were supposed to be shipped in that time period. 2. In a make-to-order company, usually some comparison of the number of jobs or dollars shipped in a given time period, for example, a week, compared with the number of jobs or dollars that were supposed to be shipped in that time period. The customer service ratio is based on the percentage of product delivered compared to the amount ordered by the customer. The most basic calculation is full orders delivered complete and on time. The score DS metrics for this are level 2 metrics for the level 1 metric perfect customer order fulfillment. Percentage of orders delivered in full to the customer and delivery performance to original customer commit date. Variations from least to most stringent include the following. Monetary value fill rate, the percentage of monetary value delivered versus monetary value ordered. Unit fill rate, the percentage of units delivered versus units ordered. The following are some variations depending on what constitutes a unit. SKU fill rate, the percentage of SKUs delivered versus SKUs ordered. Each's fill rate, the percentage of each's delivered versus each's ordered. Each's refers to an individual unit tracked as a quantity of one in the order system. Line item fill rate, the percentage of line items delivered versus line items ordered. Order fill rate, the percentage of orders completely delivered versus confirmed orders. One variation is the backorder fill rate, which is the number of backorders delivered late versus those not filled at all. Stockout frequency evaluates the supplier's management of stockouts, including the monetary value of items ordered that are in stockout, the percentage of items that are in stockout, the average age of stockouts, the average time to recover items from stockout, lead time monitoring. Lead time monitoring measures the time needed to deliver a customer order, including transit time. The variability in transit time can make it difficult to predict an expected cycle time. Lead time can also include the time needed to acquire transportation capacity, such as equipment and labor drivers. Lead time can be broken down into speed of performance, consistency, flexibility, and malfunction recovery. Speed of performance. In terms of operational performance, speed is the elapsed time from when a customer places an order until the product is delivered to the customer and is ready for use. Logistical system design determines the elapsed time required for performance cycle completion. Logistics is directly responsible for the delivery lead time portions of an order. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines delivery lead time, delivery cycle, as the time from the receipt of a customer order to the delivery of the product. However, overall lead time also includes manufacturing cycle times, and logistics may need to coordinate with manufacturing to achieve an acceptable overall lead time to meet customer expectations. In the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, cycle time is defined as follows. 1. In industrial engineering, the time between the completion of two discrete units of production. For example, the cycle time of motors assembled at a rate of 120 per hour is 30 seconds. 2. In materials management, the length of time from when material enters a production facility until it exits. In manufacturing, idle time may constitute a large percentage of cycle time, while manufacturing work or run time is often a small percentage. Note that manufacturing cycle times generally use only the net production time, time actually spent on unit production, not on breaks, maintenance, meetings, etc. in their calculations, so idle time here represents delays such as queues of orders waiting to be processed, for example, at a bottleneck. Improving cycle times that are too long are a key area for supply chain improvement. Speeding up cycle time in production reduces work and process inventory costs, and meets the goals of reduced cost and improved customer service. The trade-off may be in the cost of the equipment, facilities, training, or hiring that makes the reduction of idle time possible. Faster speeds, which may result in higher costs to the consumer, may be justified if the value of speed has perceived benefits for the consumer. Speed of performance can be measured using metrics such as time to process a customer requested change, time to respond to a customer query, average wait time to be connected on the 800 number or in a chat function, percentage of calls that encounter a busy signal, percentage of calls to customer service or chats that are abandoned, consistency. Consistency considers the number of times cycles are completed on time. Greater value is typically placed on consistency than on speed of service, because consistency has a direct impact on customers' ability to conduct their activities. With more variability, a customer may need to carry more safety stock. Early deliveries could also cause problems, such as an intermediate customer having too many trucks arriving at the same time or a consumer not being home for delivery. Consistency metrics include variance in lead times, percentage delivered in quoted lead time, flexibility. Flexibility describes an organization's ability to accommodate unexpected or unusual customer requests like customized sales, marketing initiatives, or new product introductions. Flexibility can also help when managing product recalls or supply disruptions. An organization's logistical strength is closely tied to the ability to be flexible. Malfunction recovery. Effective customer service programs prepare for malfunctions and service breakdowns by having contingency plans. For example, if a stockout of a customer item occurs, an alternate facility may provide the units. The average number of days or hours from malfunction to recovery can be measured. Process metrics. Commonly used process measurements include delivery lead time, profit margins, difference between sales and cost of goods sold, sometimes expressed as a percentage of sales, customer order documentation accuracy, a score DS level 2 metric, billing adjustments, customer complaint statistics, response to emergency requirements, time to respond to and satisfy unplanned and unforeseen customer needs, customer order perfect condition, a score DS level 2 metric, damaged goods, level of goods damaged during transit or in installation, inventory distance to customer, distance and travel time between supplier and customer. On-time delivery, rate at which an order is delivered at the promised time. Product metrics, commonly used product measurements include design and attractiveness, fitness for use, quality and ease of use. Packaging convenience, protective features, information, quantities needed for shipping, storage, etc. Service frequency, failure rate, satisfaction metrics. Commonly used customer satisfaction measurements include customer access to inventory and order status, ability of the customer to view order status or supplier's inventory, response to customer complaints and issues, time and quality of response required to move from complaint to satisfaction, customer complaint analysis, customer comment cards, focus group feedback, customer comments on social networks and online communities.